100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. It's the 15th anniversary of the podcast, and so 15 years of, well, this stuff. Thanks to everyone who's been a part of the weekly challenge and listening and sending comments on the podcast and coming up with topics. It's been fun. The topic for this week's weekly challenge is Illuminate. We got a whole bunch of stories in from, well, you. So let's go ahead and listen to them.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I don't want to leave you in the dark concerning your fate. That would be most unfair and put you at a huge disadvantage. I run an ethical operation here, and I'm all in favor of informed consent. Although, of course, we'll have to consider your consent to be implied, since the bindings, blindfold, and gag make any sort of communication difficult. So, let me whisper in your ear exactly how I intend to torment you. Cast a light on what to expect, and illuminate the path we'll be following. And finally, when it's all over, walk towards the light.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. A few photographs hung from the string of lights. She couldn't remember them. Who was this guy? Where was this photo taken? Her gaze floated from photo to photo, her perplexity increasing. But then she stopped. The beach. The pebbles. She remembered that. She looked at the stranger standing beside her. It's... The stranger nodded. You're my son, she said, smiling. The stranger teared up. Yes, Mom, I'm your son. We used to go to this beach when I was a kid. And you used to pile up the pebbles and say, look, Mom, you were so proud of yourself. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com and of the Shooting Stars Trilogy-ish series of books available at Amazon. And this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 736 with the prompt of Illuminate. Well, here's my story. It sucks to be in seventh grade, Bilbo said, sitting on his bed. The only light illuminating his room came from the streetlight outside the second-story window. He thought he had made a friend at this new school, maybe even a girlfriend. She just hung up on him in the middle of a conversation. He nearly jumped out of his skin when there was a frantic pounding at his window. Bilbert ran to the window and opened it to find Linoleum Amanda perched on the eaves. "How'd you get up here?" he asked. She frowned. Well, I didn't fly. That's obvious. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning. This is Richard, and this is my story on the topic Illuminated. It's called Illuminati Illuminated. After I read the Da Vinci Code, Admit it, you read it too, even though you make out it's crap. I thought I'd research the Illuminati a little bit more. So I looked them up on Wikipedia. Yes, that's what counts as research these days. And apparently they were formed as a secret society to oppose superstition and obscurantism. New word for me there. Doesn't that strike you as a bit ironic and hypocritical? A notoriously secretive, obscure, and superstitious organization formed expressly to combat exactly those same traits in society? That's like a politician using Twitter to, condemn Twitter. There you go. Speak to you all soon. Goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called Let There Be Light. Jimmy Boy Genius was putting the final touches on his grade school science project. The gym was full of the standard kid projects, more than the average number of mock volcanoes. Jack the janitor was watching closely as Jimmy pulled out a vampire tap and slammed it into the main power line. The lights dimmed inside. The lights dimmed outside, then across the state. Jimmy flicked the on switch. Light of a thousand suns vaporized every living soul in the gym. Next day, the feds hauled away Jimmy's illuminator. It's currently on the U.S. space station, pointed at Moscow. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
It's a bright and sunny day. Isn't it beautiful? They say that sunlight is the best disinfectant, but that's really just a metaphor. It represents the press exposing the dirty secrets of corruption and graft that infects the powerful and elite of our world. The truest disinfectants for other applications are heat and bleach. So, if you find a powerful elite individual engaging in graft and corruption, be sure to pour bleach into their mouths and set them on fire. They may not scream, "Thank you for disinfecting my corruption," but I promise you, they're thinking it. So beautiful. And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of Illuminate for the weekly challenge. Thank you to everyone who is a part of the weekly challenge this week, and every week. It's been, 15 years of more of the same. I like to think that we're just looking into different places of our imagination, and there's still a long way to go. The topic of the weekly challenge next week, it's a pick two. You'll need to go to the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, and you'll see the topic there in the upper right corner. Well, not really the upper right corner, because there's the banner for the anniversary read in Second Life. That'll be at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, or SLT, or whatever you want to call it, this evening. Once again, thank you to everyone who's a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.